Hello? Oh, hey. It's you. I haven't seen you in a while. Are you looking for Stacy? She went shopping with her friends, so she won't be back for a while. Oh, you came to see me? Well, I'm flattered, but... Are you sure? Wouldn't you rather go hang out with my daughter? You're right. Girls need time to themselves to talk and hang out. You're such a good friend. Well, if you don't mind, I'm more than happy to have you here. Come on in. Go ahead and have a seat on the couch. Forgive the mess, I was just doing some cleaning. Yeah, it's a bit difficult to, you know, juggle both work and home. Stacy does help a bit sometimes, but there's still a lot to clean. Do you want something to drink? Water, or juice, or wine? Okay, let me get you something. Just give me a second. Here you go. I'll just have a seat right here next to you, if you don't mind. Feels like forever since the last time you were here. How have you been? How's your time in college going? Yeah. That can be a bit rough. I remember having trouble in that class too. But don't worry, it gets better, I promise. What seems like complete nonsense right now becomes second nature once you start working and applying what you learned. It may seem tough now, but I promise that it does get easier over time. Like, remember when you used to help mow the lawn those years ago? You wanted to earn some money by doing chores? I remember you struggling to push the lawnmower and blindly and going straight into the wall every time. Eventually, you got better, but you still miss spots here and there. Those were the days when you two were so young. Now, look at you. Such a kind and handsome young man. Well, I appreciate the compliment, but I know my time has come and gone. No need to flatter me like that. Save some of those compliments for Stacy. How have I been? Good. Good. I've been good. Nothing to worry about. Oh. She told you about that, huh? Can I be honest with you a bit? You don't mind me sharing, do you? Well, it hasn't been the easiest years, to be honest. After her dad and I split up, it's been pretty hard to deal with everything. Well, I have so many responsibilities, you know, now at the firm and here at home. It's getting a bit hard to keep up. My cool friends, they're always telling me that I need to find someone special. And while I've been pretty happy with just the two of us, I'll admit that sometimes I wish I had someone to rely on. Someone who could help support us. But between working at the office and spending time with my daughter, I haven't really had a chance to meet other people at all. Well, everyone at work is married or just not my type, and online dating has been such a disaster. Well, most people have just been very rude, either because of my job or my daughter or even my age. One even had the audacity to call me old. Can you believe it? Usually, I wouldn't let silly things like that get to me, but with each terrible date, I'm starting to believe that myself. You're very sweet. I wish the people I met were half as decent as you are. I mean it. You're very funny and kind, smart, hardworking. You'd be perfect for my daughter. Oh, I know. I know that you and Stacy are just friends. You've been pretty clear and upfront with that about her. I've seen her cry so many times to know that pretty well. But you two have known each other for a really long time. She's a very attractive young woman. I'm sure you noticed how attracted to you she is. Well, if you're not attracted to her, then why not just go find someone else? Why are you spending your day here with me? Huh? I think I may have drunk a glass too many. Because I thought I heard you say you were interested in me. No, you can't be serious. You're just playing around, right? No, this can't be true. Why? Why would you be attracted to someone like me? You find me attractive? Smart and kind? Beautiful? Well, I will admit, I thought that you were quite handsome yourself. But we can't. I know you're an adult, but there's still a gap between us, right? What will my neighbors think and my friends? And Stacy, my god, what would she say if I ended up with the boy that she's been crushing with all these years? I can't. This is too much, please. Let's just pretend that this never happened, okay? I'm not worth all the trouble. You're holding my hand? Why are you looking at me like that? You don't care about any of that? You just care about me? Sweetheart, I'm touched, really. I am, but you deserve someone that you can relate to more than me. You think the girls your age are immature and childish? Well, you're not wrong. My daughter might be the most childish one. I don't know what to say. This is all so sudden. I can't help but feel conflicted, at the very least. You want me to tell you how I feel? Ignoring everything else? Well, ignoring everything else, I would say yes. I do want to be with someone like you. Someone who understands me, who listens to me and cares for me, but did you just kiss me? It's been so long since anyone's done that. I forgot how lovely it feels. Well, alright. Let's give it a chance, I guess. Let's see where this one goes. I don't know how Stacy will react. You've been pretty upfront with her about not being interested in her, but it's still gonna hurt her, you know. And there might be some trouble besides her. But for some reason, knowing that you're by my side, it makes me feel very reassured. If you're serious about this, then you're gonna have to promise me one thing, okay? Promise that you won't break my heart. I've gone through that once, and I don't want to go through that again. Good. I promise to do what I can to make you happy. Just like you promised to make me happy. You know, Stacy is having dinner with her friends. She's gonna be out for a long time. You know how she is. She always has things to do and then comes back home so late. But she's a smart girl. She keeps herself safe, so I'm not worried about that. So, do you want to stay here for a while? Maybe have dinner with me? Or whatever comes up? Okay. You know, you've always been such a handsome man. Ever since you went to college and started going to the gym and got all muscly. Sometimes I couldn't help myself but stare a little too much. Why are you getting all shy now, baby? You're the one that confessed to me. You're so cute. Can I see what that gym has done to you, baby? It's been a while since I haven't been able to stare. It's okay if you're shy, darling. I can take it off for you. Just as I remembered it. Let me see. Let me have a little feel. Yep. Strong as always. Good job, baby. You're doing so good at the gym. I can see you blushing. It's okay. Don't be nervous, baby. I won't do anything that you don't want me to. What's that bulge I see down there, baby? Is someone getting a little too excited? You're so cute. Will you let me take care of that muscle too? Just say yes, baby. That's all I need. Okay. Let me get on top of you. That feels so good. I needed this so bad. Can you believe this, darling? Your friend's mom writing you like this. I'm sure you had dreamed of this for so long. And now you finally have it. And does it feel good? I'm glad. You're doing such a good job, baby. Make me proud, okay? Do your best. And then you can have this anytime you want. Whenever you're feeling a little bit lonely. Or a little bit excited again. Just come see me and I'll take care of it, okay? That feels so good. I didn't know you were packing this much for me. Such a nice gift delivered to my door. Let me hear you, baby. Let me hear how good this is making you feel. You're so cute, darling. You want me to go harder? Yeah. Be a good boy for me and make me feel good. You're doing very good.